Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. I'm all mixed up here talking about how good the fishing is
right?
With Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. And wow, Mike has really come bearing gifts.
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, what an awesome opportunity and so generous. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a pair of tickets to go day and a half fishing on board the Tribute. You and a bud are going to get to go, you and the wife, you and the boy, you and the daughter, whoever it is. Two tickets to one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show, getting to go fishing on the Tribute. Get in all.
That's like a $900 prize.
It's just so rad, man.
Very nice of you, Mike.
What's better than one? Double it up.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's really nice of you. Well, a couple people.
Exactly. If you want to get your shot at winning that great prize, or better yet, just your chance to call, talk to Captain Mike, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Phone lines absolutely packed solid, but we've got another full hour taking those calls. You're going to get through 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, make sure you include your contact info with that text, because boy, if you win that prize, we sure want to be able to get a hold of you. What an awesome opportunity for somebody to be in the show today.
Sure. Well, let's find out what's biting, Rick.
You got it, man. It is time for the Catch Report, sponsored by Summit Gasoline at San Diego Sports Arena, where you can get low, low, low gas prices for your car, truck, or your trailer boat. The new expansion will allow even more room and more convenience for up to 24 cars and trucks at the same time with 12 diesel pumps, which is huge in San Diego. There's lots of extra room for your boat and your trailer, along with your 100 pounds of free ice when you do a minimum of a 35-gallon fill-up. Don't forget, the Summit Bistro now features fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, all at great prices, and best of all, the lowest gas prices and free ice for your Let's Talk Hookup listeners. It's an easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat trailer at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. I just went by yesterday and saw the big expansion going on. Dude, that place was already so killer. Just wait, man. It looks awesome. Yeah, they do a really, really good job.
Oh, yeah, they do. And the lowest gas prices.
That part.
Save a lot of money. Like dollars.
I mean, it is, you know, like I used to just fill up at the corner station of my house before I left, and now I just wait until I have a quarter tank, and I always get it at Summit.
It
is so inexpensive. Like you said, it's you know, I compare it all the time. It's cheaper than Costco always. And, you know, that's kind of like a mark for low gas, and Summit has them beat every time.
Yeah. Well, that, and they have diesel.
Exactly.
And free ice.
And 12
free
ice. 12
diesel pumps. Listen to Let's Talk Hookup, they give you free ice.
Yeah, I love those guys. Yeah. They're the best. No doubt. Well, hey, let's go on with our Catch Report. Find out what's biting. Our fishgrove.com report, our reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Mike. Great show.
Good morning.
Hey, so another nice week, good weather, plenty of opportunities, a lot of guys getting out and catching a little this and that. So starting up north here, that sea bass bite at Santa Cruz and Santa Rosa continues. It's not quite as wide open as it was. But still plenty of fish around. You know, some guys get them, some miss, but that's just sea bass fishing for sure. But plenty of fish around the islands there. And along with that sea bass, I think the halibut are starting to steal the show, man. There's just amazing halibut fishing up there on the beaches. It's really nice to see that tremendous resurgence of fish and nice weather to go along with it there. That's awesome for the guys up north. I didn't get anything from Nick this week. I did have friends there yesterday, but the phone didn't ring last night, so either they fell asleep or didn't get anything worthy. Santa Barbara Island, man, there's been some good fishing at that little island. Not every day, of course, but there's been some good sea bass. There's been some good halibut fishing. And some days those big yellows really go on a chew. The yellows are biting the squid for sure. A few on sardines, and then some days a surfer siren is the answer on those yellows. Good grade fish, close to structure, guys. So you got to get ready and pull hard when you get on one of them things over at Catalina. So I was there with some friends this week fishing rockfish. They were biting. We had limits of really nice reds, and I got to tell you, that beer battered and deep fried red snapper, man, that's as good as it gets.
Nothing better.
But, you know, surprisingly, you know, I hit some spots in 70 to 80 fathoms. They weren't biting much. I had plenty of fish on them, tons of fish, but they just wouldn't bite. Our best fishing was in 32 fathoms, so go figure. But there's still some squid there at the island, backside west, backside middle, backside east. We've all got some bait. Surprisingly, not much fish on it this year. And just a little sidebar, on the way over in the morning, it was absolutely flat, breezy, calm, slick. It was just beautiful. And there's these lines of just insane amounts of the little vela-velas, the by-the-wind sailors. And it was so cool to see all these giant molas slurping down the lines of those little sailors, sucking them up just like a trout eats a dry fly. It was just something I've never seen all the years poking around out there.
It's
just,
it never gets old.
Yeah.
Watching one of those things
never gets
out of the
old,
water,
that's for sure.
Eating a 3-inch jellyfish.
Yeah.
How heavy of a fly rod, Pete, you think you need to fish if you're going to be fishing a you know, a wind sailor dry fly pattern to cast to a big molar?
I like a 41.
Okay, got that line.
They can pull.
Yeah, the size of some of those molars, I mean, God almighty, they're tremendous. You know, every year it's something different. Over at Clemente, guys, kind of weird over there, too. Slow getting started this year for sure. Halibut are biting pretty good on the beaches, like everywhere. And yellowtail scattered here and there. Most of the structure spots, but I think primarily on the back. Good cod fishing, of course. But in the words of a famous sport boat captain, kind of sums it up nicely. The surface fishing is very subpar at this island this year. That's just, I don't know what's going on at Clemente, man. It's having a hard time getting rolling. And then offshore, just like you guys have been talking there, no shortage of bluefin tunas. That area is kind of on the inside there. It's about from the 302, and it looks like it's stretching out toward the southwest there. It seems like it's creeping out that way a little farther between the 43 and east wind of the butterfly. Now it looks like where most of them are this morning. And like you guys are talking, of course, the sinker rigs and the jigs at night. And for the private boat guys during the daytime, you know, those Med Max are starting to rack up some pretty good scores on the better grade fish. So collectively, we got lots of opportunity. We got a bunch of nice weather and time to go fishing, guys.
I like
it. No kidding. And fishdope.com has all the info for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at fishdope.com to get all the inside info from Mark Wish and more. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of both at Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at the store, area code 714. 840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com, and it's definitely time to go fishing, guys. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I like it, Mark. Great report, as always, buddy. Thanks for so complete. Do a lot of great job grabbing that info, and we will talk to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark. All right, let's head on out now. Captain Bill Cavanaugh is calling from the Tribune. Good morning, Bill.
Rick, Pete, Mike, good morning. How are we
doing?
Skipper.
We're doing great, buddy. We're very anxious to hear. And, boy, word is you guys have been having some great fishing, and we're stoked to get to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, no, things are on the upswing, it looks like, on this bluefin tuna scene. We were on a day and a half on the Tribute, and we left yesterday early evening at 6 o'clock. Absolutely flat, calm weather. Rolled out to the grounds, got on scene. We were supposed to get on scene just after 11, but I wanted to look a little above things, so I put the sonar dome down, and lo and behold, I mean, I don't think I had the dome down for more than about 5 minutes. I started clacking some fish on the bow, and Mike's got this really nice Furuno CH250 sonar on here, which is awesome because you can hear these things without the beam actually hitting it. So I'm hearing this fish. Definitely. I turned a little bit, lined up, and we got on a school right out of the gate, and it was biting fish. It was pretty sick. Awesome, but it was also kind of a little bit unfortunate because we had no practice, so there was no warm-up. It was just here we go, and we had a pretty high casualty rate, but that's how our night started. We had a pretty decent bite window. I'd have to say it went until about 1:30, almost 2 o'clock. After that, it seemed like this fish kind of sunk out. Didn't see much of it, but we were pretty busy from 11 o'clock until 1:30 in the morning, stopping on fish and getting a few bites here and there. That first school that we stopped on last night was the best. And most of that fish was, I'd call it 60 to 90 pound fish, which is awesome. Nice, we had a few fish over 100 pounds throughout the night. And how cool is that? I mean,
that's
we're
so
50
cool.
something miles from San Diego in flat, calm weather in May, and we're catching 60 to 90 pound bluefin tuna. It's awesome.
Well, like I said earlier, sleep is not an option on most of these trips.
Well, how could you sleep with that going on?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's really good stuff. And what's the next trip you got? And you have one leaving tonight that's light load?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Boat gets in tomorrow. We made it a go with three passengers.
Oh, my
gosh.
Wow. You know, things have been kind of back and forth. Fishing, for the most part, has been good. We know guys are holding. And it seems like guys are really holding off, waiting for... I don't know what they're waiting for.
Right.
Fishing has been great, phenomenal at times. Weather, our weather window looks absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah,
right?
This
for the next week.
Really
tomorrow
good.
Night's trip is a Pizza Port sponsored trip. Free pizza before the trip. You guys don't have to worry about stopping and grabbing something on the way down, and then half off Pizza Port beers, which are delicious. And we're apparently extremely reasonable, what I've been told lately, with all of our prices, and it's going to stay that way. But a chance to get on a light load, very nice weather. Obviously, you're hearing about the fishing that that happened last night. I think he's already got limits of rockfish for the morning. And it's, what, 8 o'clock? So very, very good bluefin fishing last night. He did a couple rockfish trips. Now it's out looking for yellowtail and some more bluefin. And on these trips, literally, you're fishing almost 30 hours on a 36-hour trip. So
wow,
there's really no reason to wait for any other time of the year. It's now.
Got him on some good rockfish, huh, Woody?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good, actually. Super fun.
Cool.
The guys, poor guys.
I think
these guys. I told Mike that I wasn't going to mention it, but no, it was really good fishing. These poor guys, you know, they were up half the night, and I got on the PA at 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, all right, guys. Well, we were kind of in striking range, and it kind of worked out, so we're going to do this for a little bit, and it's been really good fishing. Yeah.
The reds.
Oh my gosh! Look at the size of those reds. Wow!
Yeah, it's up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Tribute sport fishing. But
nice.
I'd rather do that.
Bill, last night we kind of been talking about the good fishing. Was it the real big, real heavy jigs? Was it the lighter stuff? Did it not matter because the school's biting so good? What was the ticket for getting a bite last night?
Yeah, we were getting them on just about everything, really. You know, I think that 250 to 300 gram knife jig was working the best. You know, the Daiwa SK, the Musthead Rip Roller, the West Coast Jiggers, those things were working good. I was listening to your show online because we have Starlink now, which is pretty awesome. I was going to call up and be like, you guys read me, but I'm not talking on a sat phone anymore. I'm Starlink, so it's like direct on my cell phone. But at any rate, you know, it's not so much the color. It's the, you know, it's getting that thing down into the bite zone, and that's the most important part, and that's why that eddy bomb's working so good, because a 16-ounce torpedo sinker is going to fall a lot faster than some of these other jigs. So that's going to be the key to everyone's success, is to minimize the resistance of your gear as far as your reel and your rod and your line to get that jig down the bite zone as fast as you can, and that's what's working the best. So everything kind of worked, but I think that 250 to 300 gram knife jig was the most productive last night.
Man, great dope. That's awesome. What a fun trip. And yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you sound like you're in the room next door.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I know, isn't that cool?
These guys a chance to sleep, you know. I wouldn't sleep through a good rockfish fight either.
No, man.
So now you're going to go look for yellowtail and daytime bluefin, and then you got bluefin tonight. So, man,
yeah. Wow. Sleep when you get back.
Yeah. Sleep when
you get back. You know, I don't think these guys really knew what to expect. So the participation wasn't all that good in the beginning. And then they saw what was going on. Now everyone's at the rail and everyone's having a good time. So
awesome.
Really, really cool being able to have this option. So we're trophy bluefin tuna fishing, transition into this for a little bit, kelp out of yellowtail. There's some daytime bluefin to be had. And then we're going to go right into nighttime bluefin tonight. And we're so close to home that on this day and a half trip, we can fish until 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning before we have to call it a trip. So all kinds of fishing time, pretty awesome stuff going on.
This is so
rad.
Good job, Bill. This is cool.
Captain Bill Cavanaugh, live from the Tribute on the water. Get out there and go fishing. Get on that trip tomorrow night with Bill, and that'll be fun. Hey, thanks, Bill, for the call. Appreciate it. And go get them.
That's great news.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right.
Help
you
us.
Too. I think you just gave me tomorrow night off.
Okay. You're going to run the trip?
All right. Good going, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. All right. Hey, a new addition to our Saturday Fish Report. Rosie Flowers from Sadro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, great. And I understand, even though your season hasn't kicked off yet, but it's days away, the fishing at Cedros is epic.
Well, I got to tell you that, you know, Lalo and Javier, they get their crew together, and they always go out and they kind of pre-fish to, you know, see what's going on so they're prepared for our season opener, which is next Friday, the 26th. Well, Javier and Lalo were so giddy and excited yesterday. They sent me pictures, and they are on the home guards already. It is unbelievable. These fish, you know, they didn't say how much they weighed, but they are definitely mid-30s, up to upwards of maybe 40 pounds. They were some big fish. And literally, he said, within 5 minutes of the lodge, leaving the harbor, within 5 minutes, they were catching these big fish. So I posted them on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. And so, yeah, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong on. It is on.
I love it.
So, but we have openings, and we actually had a little bit of a challenge with three guests that were on the Let's Talk Hookup trip at the end of July, the July 31st to August 4th trip. Fortunately, some medical challenge came up, and these three guys had to, you know, reschedule. So you guys have three openings on your trip at the end of July. And I'll let you know that first three callers that come and call for that trip, I will make it worth their while. That is for sure.
Which is cool. So, which is exciting opportunity, because that trip has been sold out all year long. So, and, I mean, basically sold out when the trip finished last year. It got full. Well, that's great news.
And then what about?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Everybody on that trip from last year literally rebooked.
Yeah, I love that.
So, so to have three openings on that trip is quite amazing. So it's like someone needs to take advantage of that, and I will help them take advantage of that.
Wow, what a great thing. Wow, fantastic.
So,
three spots open on July 31st through August 4th, is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, and then what about our beginning of July trip with Corey Sandin?
Well, that one, when last time that Jeff and I were on Let's Talk Hookup, we had a couple of openings, and literally right after that trip, two guys jumped on that.
Oh, nice. Well, fantastic.
So, yeah, so that worked out really well. So,
and you have
a chance to hang with Corey.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? And then scattered openings throughout the whole year. How do we get a hold of you, Rosie, if we want to go fishing at Cedros Sport Fishing, the best operation at Cedros?
You know, the best thing to really do is just to give me a call. And the phone number is 619-772-7570. I love the phone calls, because that way I can answer all the questions right away and go over everything that, you know, Cedros Sport Fishing entails. So,
and then also you can go right online at cedrosportfishing.com and look at the availability and book online, right?
You got it. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Rosie. Nice addition to the Saturday Fish Report, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. All right. I guess Marcos is missing you now. He's busy.
I'll bet, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And so we had some pretty packed up phone lines for Marcos, too, with all those great catch reports. So,
oh, yeah.
While we're hopefully waiting to check in.
Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
That sounds good to me, man. How about we talk to Ralph? He's calling us from Menifee this morning. What's up, Ralph? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, boys? Good morning. Captain Mike, I've got a 13-year-old boy. He's done full day trips on the San Diego before. Is a day and a half trip something that's gonna, you know, kill him? Is he gonna be all right? And then also, I have no gear for him. What kind of rental gear would you suggest for that?
You know, for the stuff we're doing right now, as far as rental gear, it'd be something like picking up a single speed 25 pound setup and a heavier two speed rod and reel from our tackle shop. He's 13 years old. He's been on a boat. He is plenty ready. I was actually talking to some individuals last night at the wedding I attended. You know, they're asking about kids and when they should, you know, bring a, you know, kid out on the boat. If the kid's been on the water and they don't get seasick, that's the biggest part. If they bass fish, if they've, you know, been around the water, we have guys that bring their kids out as young as 6, 7 years old. What I would recommend is you get them on a half-day boat first, which it sounds like you've done. half-day boat, three-quarter-day boat. Make sure that they have a good feel for what they're doing. They're comfortable on a boat. They don't get seasick. And then after that, I mean, I know a lot of these, and I was the same way. The first time you get a spend the night on a boat, it's like a whole different realm.
Yeah.
You're excited. You
totally.
You can't sleep the night before, you know. And when you get down there, let us know. In a lot of cases, we have two staterooms that we basically reserve for guys that have either knee problems, can't go up and down stairs, or family groups like yourself. And, you know, you get your 13-year-old in his own stateroom with dad on a trip where you're going to be out catching bluefin. And, you know, the writing's on the wall there. You know, he's going to be set for life. But that's it. If he's been on the San Diego with Ryan and Matt, and you know, that's a long trip. That is a full day on the water. And if he did well there, a day and a half is just the next step.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this
he's
morning.
He's going to love it. Man.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you. He is going to love it, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's continue with our catch report and go over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to the man. Marcos is on the line. What up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Morning, Marcos.
Doing great. We're talking Tribute and San Diego and all the great fishing going on at C4th, and we're wanting to hear how this week shaped up.
Yeah, that Tribute boat, I mean, they're out there catching bluefin, I imagine. It's like all their boats, so pretty sure might give you a good rundown of what it's like out there. Very good bluefin fishing. Tribute did call in this morning. I don't know if you guys have a more recent update, but last we heard they had 21 bluefin on there in that 40 to 100-pound range. Returning this morning, Pacifica got back from their day and a half. They had 56 bluefin, which is limits for their 28 anglers in that 40 to 80-pound range. Star Supreme had 98 bluefin on their 3-day. So about what we've been seeing, that bluefin fishing has definitely kicked up a bit here the last few days. And, you know, those ups and downs aren't unusual for that bluefin fishing, as we've seen over the last few years here. So very good fishing there. No, Tribute's running tomorrow night, if Mike hasn't told you that yet. And they got some room on there, so definitely get out there and, you know, catch some bluefin now. It's nice weather and no reason not to. The San Diego, that's really, you know, it's at 40 to 100 pounds. They're catchable. They're good size.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a big one. It makes a great photo. It makes a great sashimi. It's not so big that it kills you. Like, it's just, it's kind of perfect.
Two of those.
Yeah, you don't catch one fish. One fish and you're done for the trip. Yeah, you know, again. So, and nobody's going to know the difference if you know, catch 100 and you tell them it's 120. Nobody will be able to. Nobody will know the difference there. A little tougher on the full days there. The San Diego did have a couple bluefin yesterday in that 90-pound range there. So, again, seeing some of the same fish. Just a little bit more inconsistency on that. The day before that, they had 35 in that 28-pound range. Catch some yellowtail in there. They had 10 yellowtail, 8 bonita to go with that. Sea-Watch had 26 yellowtail yesterday. So still good fishing on those full days. And like we keep mentioning there, you know, they're catching yellowtail, which, yeah, it's not limits of bluefin, but we're talking about a full-day trip here. You go out there, catch some fish, come home, and get to sleep in your own bed there. So definitely a good option there if you're not willing to or able to take those extra days off. You know, maybe can't miss work because your boss is kind of a jerk. You know, who knows there. I know. You know, although, like we said, the solution is always just take him with you. Tell him you're going fishing and he's going with you. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then
absolutely.
Afterwards, one lucky caller gets to take his boss fishing.
So today, Marcos, we're giving away two trips on the Tribute. And so, yeah, that's the idea. If you win it, take your boss.
That's the move, man.
He can't be mad at you anymore.
No way.
Might even get a raise.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weekday special there for sure. And, you know, if you've only got a few hours there and you can only do a half day, that's definitely still very good fishing on there. They're still catching that rock in the morning, fishing deep, and we'll probably keep doing that for a little bit longer here. But yesterday afternoon, the new Seaforth had two yellowtail to go with their 20 calico bass that they kept and 70 calico bass released. And then they went out last night on the twilight and caught some fish also. So that's definitely starting to liven up a bit on those half days and twilights. And, again, I know the twilight trips are popular. It usually takes a little bit to get rolling, but we are running those Friday and Saturday nights, so definitely come down, hop on the boat there. And, hey, again, you know, happy hour. Take your boss with you to twilight fishing. What can go wrong there?
If you haven't seen some of the rock cod fishing those guys have had on that morning trip of the new Seaforth, it looks like a trip. It's crazy what those guys are catching right now. Unbelievable fishing.
Yeah, you see those, you know, rockfish, rock cod in the the fish count there might not be glamorous, but that's definitely some nice fish, especially, you know, you can make a handful of fish tacos. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. On a half day.
Yep. On a half day.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty wild that's what's going on half-day fishing right
now.
Pretty
good.
All right. And then, if we want to go book a trip, Marcos.
check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for those half days and twilights, the full days, the one days, day and a half, 2 days, and we've got schedules up for the next few months here, so you've got definitely a few options there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More happy to answer your questions and get you out there fishing. Always come down and visit us in person. Get your gear tuned up and hop out on one of those boats. You know, take your boss with you.
No doubt. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate it. Excellent report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Again, that's going to wrap up our catch report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They're smoked. Their famous spices, their rubs, the pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. With this great fishing, it's so important to make sure that you make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Got a great text here standing by. It says, hey, guys, great show. My question is for Mike. I've been down to Seaforth Landing, but I've never been down to Seaforth Landing, but I have a buddy who talks so highly about the Tribute, and we finally made our way down there in August. We booked our trip. Can you talk a little bit about the landing, the parking? Is there food available for the evening trips? And how about the tackle store? That's all from Eric in Riverside.
Like we were talking about earlier, it is probably one of the most, or the easiest, accessible, most user-friendly landings around. I can't speak for some of the ones I haven't visited up north, but as far as locally, I mean, we're sitting here next to Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma, H&M, all great landings, but something that Seaforth offers is that immense amount of free parking. You're not... A bad parking spot there is still a phenomenal parking spot. And it's from the time you roll up, you can bring your gear right up to the curb, grab a dock cart. From the loading zone to the ramp going down to the boat is probably 70 feet. So, I mean, as far as whether you're offloading or taking off after your trip, it is very, very easy to get down to. You walk right into the landing. As far as our tackle and everything else goes, like I said, they will point you in every right direction from the get-go. Great tackle shop, very knowledgeable guys. Just easy to get in and out of, and right on down to the boat. If you haven't been on the boat before, it's the same kind of deal. It's very user-friendly, two giant bunk rooms. We sleep 42 people. We don't take 42. Actually, sleep a lot more than that, 56 if you want to really pencil it all out. But tomorrow night is probably going to be very light, very, very light at the rate it's going. But no matter what, we don't take any more than 32
guys. It's
amazing. Guys.
Flat, calm weather, inviting fish, and it's going to be light.
It's, I mean, like Bill said, we're on an upswing on bluefin.
Yeah.
There's
bluefins, cods, yellows, flat calm, no people. Like, sign me up.
Yeah, you want to take your boss fishing
close to home
and have a good Monday. I think that might be it.
The
boat does all air conditioned bunk rooms, privacy curtains, couple of staterooms, big roomy galley. Like once you fish out of there, and you see a lot of it on social media, a lot of guys don't want to fish anywhere else just because of the ease of getting in and out of Seaforth and just. You know, as long as you don't park on the wrong side, which now there is a line, you got to make sure you park on the landing side of there's a red strip. So the parking lot got a little bit smaller, but still plenty big enough. And
then what about food? You come down in the evening, is the Royal Rooster open?
Royal Rooster.
They're open late? Or?
Sometimes. It seems to be sometimes.
Yeah.
But you do have food. There's also a deli down the way that's very good. And then you have Sportsman's.
Dana Landing right across the way.
Dana Landing sandwiches are still. Steve Pinard has done a great job as far as sure that you can barely finish one of those sandwiches. And they're darn good.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, tomorrow night's trip is sponsored by Pizza Port. So there's going
to
be.
Don't have to worry about
a bunch
food
of delicious pizza down there. There's,
half price beer.
Don't have to stop on the way down. Just jump on the boat.
Yeah.
I dig it. I'm ready, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, more great times. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it: the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having a great time with Captain Mike in here this morning, talking all about the tribute, this great bluefin fishing going on. It has been a crazy busy show. Everybody wants to talk to Mike. If you want to get your chance, it's 213-432-1090.
You know, the Royal Star has been full for, like, the entire summer.
Yeah, right.
They have a couple spots that just popped open.
Aye.
One spot on a limited load trip on June 17th through 24th. Great trip there. And then two spots on a July 1 through 9 8-day trip.
Ooh,
yeah,
man,
so
cool.
How about that, huh? So if you want to go, just check online or call Tracy in the office at the Royal Star, but RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Take advantage of those openings because they won't last.
They are on such a cool trip right now. They're doing one of those Larry Brown-sponsored ultra limited load 3 days.
Yeah.
13 people.
13 people.
Yeah. 13
they probably
people
already
on
have
that boat.
Limits now. So.
I mean, well, you don't have to catch a ton of them to get that job done.
That's for sure.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Watching that boat leave yesterday was such a trip. Like, man, where... There's like three dock carts had the whole boat.
Yeah.
It was pretty pretty cool seeing that boat go with such a limited load.
For sure. Hey, I have a great text from Matt here, and he says, great show this morning. Mike, of all your mentors, what is the best fishing advice you have received?
Wow, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Oof. You know what? I got to give a lot of credit to Ray Sobiak when I worked with him on The Producer. Fishing advice, he was one of the most hardcore, you know, at the rail all the time.
Yeah.
It was, as far as advice goes, it might have come from him. It just his push. I don't know how many trips when I worked with him that we would get in at 9:05 and we're supposed to be leaving at 9 o'clock at night. Everything was offloaded on the boat, on brought back on. Our turnaround time sometimes is minutes. And I think it's just that style, that drive of fishing is probably one of the best things I ever got out of anybody.
He
hated spinning rods. He had no problem yelling at you about your spinning rod, but he was a great, great fisherman, a great business owner, and I learned a lot from him. I think I got yelled at by him more than anybody else, but I did. I probably got more than anything, any other operator ever.
You have been at this a long time, and then you have also had plenty of people drive in boats, you know, with you and for you. What's the easier or harder part of a person in your position? Is it the fishing part of it? Is it the machinery part of it? Is it the people part of it? Like, what's the easiest part and what's the hardest part?
You know what? Frank, one of our crew members here lately, he's got his captain's license. He's been fishing the boat at night and doing a good job. And I've had to make it well known to him and some of the other ones, fishing is the most minimal part of running a boat. Anybody can fish. Not everybody's good at it, obviously. The handling of the people, the business,
people,
the problems.
Mm-hmm.
How you handle problems on the boat is probably one of the biggest attributes to somebody. You know, things are going to happen. It's a boat. It's like people who drive race cars. You know, there's constantly something coming up. It's how you handle that and how you go about the business. The rest of your day, I think, is probably one of the biggest things. How you handle the people. Fishing, you know what? Fishing is fishing. It could be good. It could be bad. It's the handling of everything in between is how you make it in this industry.
For sure.
Well said.
Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones,
man,
Rick.
Packed they
patient
are.
Callers.
Every single phone line is full. Next up, we're going to talk to Paul. He's calling us from West L.A. this morning. Hi, Paul. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning. Hey there, Mike. I had a successful and well-run trip with you last year, and wanted to thank you for that. One issue came up when I was getting a fish ready to be gaffed and was circling, and I asked the experienced crewman to go for a headshot, and if we lose it, that's part of the game, but he refused. He said, we need it on the boat, and it ended up being gaffed mid-body. I don't know if my request was out of line or...
Well, it really depends on what it is. Bigger tuna, you don't gaff in the head for a bunch of different reasons. I don't know how big was your fish was, but in a lot of cases, headshots, with some fish are dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, you know.
And why is it dangerous? Because they have that tail.
You want an entertaining thing. You get a lot of crew members that have worked short trips, you know. Well, not anymore because we catch 300-pounders on overnight trips. But it used to be like when I was on the XL, you'd have guys that come out, and that's it. Everything's a headshot. You stick a 150-pound tuna in the head, and the light show starts. I mean, whether the thing jumps out of the water, beats you up, rips the gaff out of your hands, rips the fish's face off. I mean, there's certain fish that you gaff in certain areas. Tuna, for the most part, if you can get a headshot, and it depends on what you're doing. If you have the ability to control your fish, which a majority of people don't, some crew members don't, but how you lay the fish out, I mean, in some cases, trying to get a headshot on a smaller tuna or something, it's like, you know, trying to shoot a dove at 100 yards. You're hoping for the best. But my crew in general will try to accommodate that, but, you know, and sometimes you just can't.
Sure.
You get a 6-pound Dorado and you want a headshot. You're going to be lucky to get it on the boat or get a gaff in it any way you look at it. So I don't know who it was. In most cases, if it's a reasonable request and you can lay it out, it shouldn't be an issue. If the thing's doing donuts, if it's 5 feet down or if it's head sticking out of the water, then we do the best we can to get that baby on the boat.
Which is one of the problems, too, with bluefin is they don't make that super predictable big flat circle like a big yellowfin does, man. I mean, sometimes they're oval and they switch back and they come up, you know, with their back straight up in the air. I mean,
they start
just
doing the head shake.
Exactly. I mean, those things are just so less predictable. You know, that's the thing, like the bluefin, the toughest part of the game is when they're close to the boat like that. I mean, they're squirrely and they zip around and they're head shaking SOBs. Well, I mean, they're just not, it's not an easy one.
It's not just you, too. It's all, I mean, do you have 20 fish going around you? Are you at risk of breaking off somebody else's fish by trying to get the right?
There's a lot going on. There's so much to that. Hey, question. You spend a lot of time long range fishing, and why do they always gaff wahoo in the middle?
Well, you. You want to be away from that sharp end of the fish, for one. Right, my favorite place to gaff wahoo is right behind the head. You know, depending on how big it is. That way you have control over it. If the thing's got a marauder hanging out of its mouth, Justin Fleck knows this, so does Jake Hensley. I watched, and Jake's a very experienced crew member. He gaffed a big wahoo, and he was bringing it over. The wahoo shook its head and put the front hook of the marauder in his hand.
Oh,
oh my God.
And this all happened slowly. And the fish sat there and shook its head. And every time the fish shook its head, the hook buried deeper into the palm of his hand.
Gosh, man.
We watched that giant 7691 slowly go through his hand.
Oh.
Justin's going, Jake, you're okay. You're okay. And I'm hitting the wahoo with a bat, which...
No, that must have hurt.
May have seemed out of place at first, but I told him, I said, I would want that thing dead.
Yeah.
And we watched this giant hook go through. And that's another incident of you don't want to be near the fish's head.
Yeah. And you can't gaff a wahoo in the head because their head's so hard, right?
Yeah. If they're big ones, you don't want to gaff them.
Yeah.
If you want to see that fish on the boat, same thing with, like, look at albacore. I mean, 90% of the crew members down here probably haven't gaffed one, but you rip their heads off. You gaff one of the
Have you gaffed
ones,
one in the head?
You gaff a big enough albacore in the head, and I don't know how many heads I've seen fall off.
Is that
bringing
right?
them over the rail.
No kidding.
You see them get bit on the troll sometimes, and their heads come off. They're soft fish.
Yeah.
It's kind of like salmon. You don't gaff salmon in general, but when you do everything you can to get them on the boat because the chance of that thing falling off coming over the rails, it's up there.
Yeah. I don't see big nets swinging on those long range boats, right?
Well, you never know. There's been all kinds of neat turns, things transpiring. But, you know, same thing, halibut. You don't gaff halibut in the head. Some people do, but you try to avoid it. Yeah, there's good gaff spots and bad gaff spots on almost everything. And the head, I mean, nobody wants to waste a fillet or, you know, bullseye of fish, but sometimes that's the opportunity that you have to get it on the boat without, you know, either hitting the guy next to you with the butt of the gaff or breaking a fish off. Like I said, there's so much that could go into how that fish was gaffed, or the fish was moving fast and, you know, it was a newer crew member, and that's just where it
got to get him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Made it on board. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Tyler calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Tyler? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Tyler?
Hello. Captain Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Tyler. How about yourself?
I'm doing amazing. I was wondering if you knew if there was any Father's Day trips open up still?
Any room at Father's Day?
Father's Day, which is next month, June 20th, I believe.
Sounds right.
Like that. I'm sure we have something open party in that time slot or close to it.
Are you going to take your dad fishing?
18th.
That's what June I'm calling for.
June 18th.
All right.
We're taking your dad. How old are you, Tyler?
I'm 11 years old.
All right. And you're going to take your dad fishing on Father's Day. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Tyler, have you been on overnight trips?
No, I have not, but I really want to try doing it one day.
Do you fish locally on any of our half-day or three-quarter-day boats?
No.
We need to get you on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get you on a half-day trip on the new C4th right now, get you tuned up, and go ready for some bluefins on Father's Day.
Yeah.
You said what day is Father's Day?
18th.
The 18th of June.
We have a day and a half trip getting in the morning of the 18th and a trip leaving that night. So, yes.
So, two trips spanning Father's Day, really.
So, you could leave Friday night, fish Saturday, and then be home the morning of Father's Day with your dad.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to celebrate Father's Day with some fresh grilled bluefin or yellowtail or some nice, delicious rockfish tacos.
There you go. Just and you book that at seaforthlanding.com, right? Or tributesportfishing.com.
That's rad. Good luck, Tyler.
All right, Tyler. Thanks a lot for the phone call this
morning. Thanks, Tyler.
Hey, great text here from Kevin from the OC, and he says, good morning, Mike. What's something not to bring on a trip that you could talk a little bit about tipping also?
Oh, let's see. Drugs, hard alcohol. It kind of goes on. As far as what not to bring, too many rods, improper tackle, girlfriends who are very angry that you're fishing. Like, we can go on and on with what not to bring. Like,
but you do want to bring a pillow and a sleeping bag,
we,
right?
You know, we have pillows on the boat.
Oh, you do? Okay.
We have covers on them. Then we sanitize the pillows and the bunks in between trip. Bring a pillowcase, a blanket. It's kind of a weird loophole. If we do have charter groups like bachelor parties, guys do bring hard alcohol. We try to keep it limited. Obviously, no drugs on the boat. And yes, to the dislike of a lot of younger people now, marijuana is still considered a drug and not allowed on boats. As far as what you do want to bring, though, like the list of tackle and stuff we had talked about earlier, it's depending on the kind of trip you're on, but it's one of these trips coming up here this week would probably be a good one to hop on and, you know, change that girlfriend's attitude about fishing.
Yeah, there you go. And what about tipping?
As far as tipping, you know, it's very much like waiter, waitress, anything like that. You figure 10 to 15% of the trip cost. It depends on how you feel the service was. It's something a lot of people don't know about. And, you know, you spend 36 hours with the crew and, you know, you give them a $10 tip split seven ways. That really isn't a whole lot. A lot of it depends on what you can afford. On a trip like that, you know, a lot of guys kick down about $100 or something as a tip. And that's pretty reasonable. It depends on, you know, you spend an hour with the waitress at Pizza Nova downstairs and you give her $20.
Yeah.
You spend 36 hours with a group of seven, you know, most of our crew right now, six or seven guys, per trip. And yeah, at the same time, it depends on what you can afford and what's comfortable for you.
Sure.
We want you to come back in the future and, you know, We'd like to have you back, whether you can afford to give us, everything or not. But
yeah,
it basically just depends on how you feel you're treated.
All right.
I love it.
Very good.
Hey, fun text come through this question-wise about the safety line. And is this really necessary? And I'm referring to the many torpedo sinker jigs that are rigged with the safety line between the top and bottom. And I'm wondering if this is really necessary. And have you ever seen one of the sinker eyes pull out on a fish? That's from Norman in San Diego.
You know, I think a lot of them are the wire through is becoming more and more common. You see a lot of guys making their backyard sinkers years ago. They were never intended to have 40 pounds of drag behind them. So it's a little, you know, copper loop or whatever on top of the sinker. A lot of them now are all the way through, which you don't have to worry about the eyelets pulling out. If you're digging up a sinker from 20 years ago, I would be very careful about what you're using it for. You look at a lot of the old jigs, too, like old Jack's jigs, stuff like that. They weren't made to have a lot of force put behind them. But
Jack's jigs were great. They had really crummy hooks on them on purpose. So when you hung it up, you just pulled hard enough, the hook straightened out, and you got your lure back. Then you just bent it back straight again because it was plenty strong enough to wind a red up off the bottom.
We always wondered why that happened. It's, unfortunately, sometimes the fish pulled hard enough, too. But yeah,
sure.
They were designed with the ability to pull them out of the rocks in most cases, which is pretty neat.
Yeah. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Carl, who's called us from Escondido this morning. Hey, Carl, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Hey, my question is for Ricky. I'm looking at picking up maybe a Talica 25 or a Saltiga 60. What would be the difference between the two reels?
Two really nice reels from two great manufacturers. You need to put them both in your hands to figure out which is most important to you. The biggest differences between the two are going to be the high amount of torque that the biggest attribute of the Talica is the torque. Those two reels, this is just my opinion, nothing scientific, but same reels under the same load of pressure, it'll be physically easier for you to turn the handle on a Talica. The handles are going to be different. The two-speed shift mechanisms are going to be different. The free spool is going to be a little different between the two. The weight will be a little different between the two. Those are all things that, like, you just need to put them in your hand and see what feels more comfortable for you, whether the Saltiga fits you better, whether the Talica fits you better, et cetera.
I'll take the torque.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
On Metallica, right?
Pretty nice.
Right,
yeah,
what
pretty,
do you think?
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, yeah, no such
that's no,
report.
That's no knocking the Saltiga, but yeah, I'm a Metallica guy also. Like, yeah. You know, outside the radio show, outside the tackle store, my personal reel is Metallica. But the Saltiga is a great choice, too. No, no reason to knock a good product, but I'm a Metallica man.
All right. There you go. Hey, James Williams from Temecula says, first thing I have to say that the Tribute is the best platform to fish on. I grew up fishing the boat when it was the holiday in the Albacore years. Mike, I have to say thank you for always posting updates on the Tribute and you guys work and the work you're doing. It always keeps me excited when I get into the boat. With the size of bluefin you're catching, do you recommend using the same size reel for jigging and bait fishing? Talica 20 jigs versus Talica 16 bait. Is that what he was
kind
saying?
Of going back to what we were saying earlier about how quick you can get a jig down is going to be your key on a sinker rig. You know, it's handy to be able to get it down as quick as possible too. But if you have to pick one reel over the other and you're fishing the same 80 or 100 pound, whatever freeze pull is better. And you're more comfortable with
it. To get it down fast.
That would be your go-to. The bait rig, obviously, just as important. But, you know, if you get down a couple seconds later, it's probably not going to matter as much. In a lot of cases, trying to bomb a sardine down on a heavy sinker, you want to slow it down anyway so it doesn't spin up the whole way down. But if you have two identical setups or weight-wise, I would go whatever is getting bit the most, I would use that. That's going to be your primary go-to. And then your sinker rig would be your other.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing with their friend on a Tribute day and a half trip. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out whether our winner is coming from the callers or the texters today. Mike's going to do us the honor, flip the coin. And today we have a caller. Oh, no way. Tyler, who was the kid who was wanting to go for Father's Day. Good deal, man.
All right.
That was a random draw, and congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Tyler, you're going fishing on the tribute with your dad.
Yeah, how cool.
How about
Tyler
that,
from San Diego.
The coin does.
Man, that was that was a good one. Cool.
Absolutely. Mike, great show. Thank you for the generous gift there. And always, you're always, and the fact that this guy was the best man at a wedding.
How'd you do that?
Into the early hours this morning, and he comes into the world headquarters at Let's Talk Hook Up here.
Remember that
good
trip
man.
Tomorrow night, though.
Yeah.
three people as a go right now.
It's a go.
C4
100%
go. 100%
go.
Yeah. If three guys
show up. Free pizza, half-price beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice weather.
And what time are you leaving?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock tomorrow from C4 Sport Fishing. And you can book online at C4thLanding.com.
Through TributeSportFishing.com, C4thLanding.com.
Yeah, either one.
Call C4th, 619-224-3383.
Call that guy on the radio, Marcos.
Yep, that guy right there.
It's worth it just for the cod fishing.
Yeah.
Take a look at our social media right now. It's on our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing. That was all done in the last 14 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, good bluefin fishing last night.
Great
phenomenal
weather.
Phenomenal rockfish fishing this morning that just added to it. We're fishing in an area where you can knock out bluefin, spend a couple hours and load up on rockfish, and then you got the rest of the day to go back to yellowtail, bluefin, and then we have tonight.
And the weather. See, I hate to keep dwelling on the weather, but
for May, this window of weather.
Take advantage of this window of weather. For sure. Hey, thanks, Mike.
We'll see
great
you
job, Mike.
Get on there and get on the tribute. Great job, and we sure appreciate all your calls from as well as Bill too.
Yeah,
hey,
I always look forward.
Thank
to
you to Christian for manning those busy phones today, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And tomorrow morning, we will have a couple of great guys, Captains Gavin and Matt from Captain's Concepts, of course, from the Pacific Queen and San Diego, will be here talking fishing, talking about how they give good advice on their Captain's Concept and a lot more. Going to be a great show tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.